876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Now is a great time to tap into the equity in your home. Make your home work for you. Rates are historically low, and your opportunity to refinance your home loan is now. Use your cash to make a home improvement, consolidate debt, and get a better rate while doing it. GN Bank gives exceptional customer service, and your payment will always be made directly to us. We service your loan from start to finish. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back inside of the Roundhouse here in Hiawatha. We are now getting set for the boys' game tonight between Hiawatha and Perry LeCompton. Back alongside Seth Tollison, taking care of us back at the studios. Johnny Kane here with you. We are on our pregame show here, and our title sponsor, Rainbow Communications, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas, our sponsor for our broadcast here tonight. Well, this boys' matchup should be a good one between Perry LeCompton and Hiawatha. We'll start with a visiting cause under first-year head coach Matt Simmons. If that name sounds familiar, that's because Coach Simmons used to be the head coach over at Jeff West, and now he is over here at Perry LeCompton here in his first season with the Cause. 4-3 so far, 2-2 in Big 7 league play. There's some solid wins so far this year. Wins over Fort Scott and Wellsville. That came in that Paola tournament a couple of weeks ago. Losses, though, to Nemaul Central and Royal Valley by only 9, so respectable and competitive games with those two very, very highly ranked teams. A 54-30 win over Jeff West on Tuesday, and they're off to this 4-3 start after going 13-8 just a year ago. Hiawatha, meanwhile, under fourth-year head coach Gary Smith, off to a great start this year, but they've hit a little bit of a lull. 4-2 overall now, 2-2 in Big 7 league play, lost Nemaul Central by 11, and Holden by 8 for their two Big 7 league losses. But still two quality wins over Marysville and Troy, and coming off a 62-47 win over Riverside on Tuesday. And so they've got 4 wins already this year. Hiawatha had just 5 wins total a season ago, went just 5-16, but they've got a ton of experience and a couple of new pieces thrown into the fold as well. So Hiawatha expecting big things here this year, and it should be a fun game between two very, very athletic teams here tonight. Neither team with a ton of size by any means, but a lot of athleticism, and so it should be an up-and-down fun game here on our boys' contest tonight. Swing your pregame timeout. Let's go ahead and take that right now. We'll take that break, then we'll come back. We'll get you starters and then tip the game off between Hiawatha and Perry as when we return on the MSD Sports Radio Network.
Holton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice, is your local choice for home health, serving neighbors, friends, and family for more than 26 years. Holton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice offers skilled nursing, physical, occupational, and speech therapy, as well as social services. If you're recovering from surgery, illness, or living with an ongoing medical condition, the team of local, skilled medical professionals will help you regain your independence and make a smooth transition to home care. So count on care close to home with Home Health and Hospice from Holton Community Hospital.
You work hard for your money, so let your money work for you with our savings account.
That's Amy Shoemaker, personal banker at the Farmers State Bank.
Here at the Farmers State Bank, we offer a savings account that allows you to earn a monthly interest while saving your own money. We make it easy to customize your account to make it your own. Call me or stop by the bank for more details.
Hometown banking with your neighbor and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
It's all about connection, and Rainbow has a special offer for the essential connections in your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with your family, or binge watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Sign up for Rainbow's high-speed internet and receive $20 off per month for 6 months. Certain terms and conditions apply. Visit Rainbow's website at rainbowtel.net for term conditions and more information.
...103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back here inside of the Roundhouse in Hiawatha. We are now getting set for our boys' competition tonight between Hiawatha and Perry LeCompton. Looks like we've got our starting lineups ready to go here tonight. So let's go through those right now. We'll start with the home side, the Hiawatha Redhawks, under fourth-year head coach Gary Smith, 5'8 junior Ashton Rocky, 6'3 senior Carson Gilbert, 6'1 senior Joel Bryant, 6' junior Brant Barnhill, and 5'9 junior Mario Alcaldi. So Rocky, Gilbert, Bryant, Barnhill, and Alcaldi, the starting five here tonight. I'm going to wait just a second for Perry's starting lineups, because one of the guys in their starting lineups is not listed on any roster that I have. I think it's Gunner Ball. It was normally number 12, but he's rocking number 10 tonight. So it is going to be Gunner Ball. He is wearing number 10 tonight. And on top of that, you look for Perry LeCompton. So here we go. 6'3 junior Kale Gorski, 6' senior Seth Cooksey, 6'2 junior Gunner Ball, 6'2 senior Evan Gottstein, and 6' senior Caden Dolman. So for the cause, Gorski, Cooksey, Ball, Gottstein, and Dolman, the starting five here tonight. All teams score the basketball. You look at Hiawatha, they've put up around that 60-point mark almost every single game this year. Perry, they average right around 50 points a game. Perry in their road blue uniforms, tops and bottoms. And Hiawatha in their home white uniforms. We're ready to go. Perry LeCompton will go from left to right. Hiawatha right to left. Gil Gorski, the tall, lengthy guard for the cause, will step into the center circle for Perry. Joel Bryant for Hiawatha. The referee tops the basketball up, and we are underway. Caden Dolman will control it out on top. Man-to-man defense to start for Hiawatha. Gorski on the inside. Lays it up off the window, and it rattles in and out. Joel Bryant with a rebound. Here comes Hiawatha. Quickly ahead. Barnhill on the baseline. Up on top, Bryant spots for a triple. It's in and out. Rebound will be yanked down by Gottstein of Perry. And here comes the call. Quickly inside. Dolman, nobody stopped the basketball, and he missed the layup. And now we're going to get a foul on the other end as Cale Gorski reached in on Joel Bryant. So Gorski will pick up the foul. First personal, first team foul. Good student section, a good crowd on hand here. In Hiawatha, it's going to get loud at times here tonight. Should be fun. Alcaldi out on top against the man-to-man. Dribbles to the wing. Gets it inside to Gilbert. He stops, goes up off the window, and banks it in. First points of the night goes to Carson Gilbert. He's had a couple of big games this year. He had 34 back in the first portion of this season. He averaging 16 points a game. Here's a shot in the middle of the lane, up and in by Gunner Ball. So he gets the scoring started for Perry. Tied it to a minute in. Caldy to the baseline, picks it up on top. Here's Gilbert for three. It's too strong. Rebound will go to Ball, and here he comes to the other end. Gunner Ball quickly in transition, spins, and nearly traveled with it. He did. Great defense by Joel Bryant. He saw that spin move coming the entire way. And so Hiawatha will have it. The game tied at two. Barnhill in the right corner, flips to the right wing to Gilbert. Now between the circles, left side of Caldy. Hiawatha with a four-out offensive look right now. Alcaldi gets to the middle of the lane, flicks up a shot with the right hand. It's too strong, and the rebound will go to Gorski of Perry Lecompte. Caden Dolman controls the basketball for Perry Lecompte. Flicks the left side of the floor to Gatsi. Inside of Dolman on the block. He shoots it off the window and panks it in. First points of the night for Caden Dolman. 4-2 Perry, 2 minutes in. Alcaldi quickly the other end. Crossover, shot off the window, banks in. What a move by Mario Alcaldi. Transfer student from Spain ties us up at 4. Seth Cooksey with it now for Perry Lecompton. Flicks the ball between the rings. Thought about a three. He'll cross over, hands it off to Dolman. Back right side, Gorski. He'll try a three. It's wide left, barely hits the rim. Fight for the rebound. It's loose. It's going to go out of bounds. And it'll be last touched by Gunnar Ball. And so Hiawatha will have it. Red Hawks for the basketball. 5.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Tied at 4. Ashton Rocky on the right wing. Left side of the floor to Barnhill. One dribble back to Alcaldi. Now left side of the floor to Gilbert. He'll get to the middle of the lane. Stop, pull up from the free throw line and rattle it in. Four quick ones for Carson Gilbert. And it's 6-4 Hiawatha. Gunner Ball dribbles to the other end. He's going to be guarded by Joel Bryantine. That's going to be a great matchup all night long. Dolman rips through, gets to the baseline, flicks a shot off the window, and banks it in. 4 points for Caden Dolman. And we're tied at 6. Gilbert, a straightaway three. Wide left. Rebound yanked away by Dolman. Quickly up ahead, here's Gunner Ball. Stops at the block, spins in the middle of the lane, banks it in and out. Fight for the rebound, and we're going to get a foul inside. I think it's going to go on Joel Bryan of Hiawatha, and it is. So Joel's going to pick up his first team foul on Hiawatha, and Perry Lecompton will have it from the baseline. I think Perry shot it, thought it was a shooting foul, and Coach Simmons is asking the referees, how is that not a shooting foul? Perry will have it from the baseline. Here's Dolman. Nearly had it poke free. Has it back near the timeline. Right side of the floor into the hands of Gottstein. He'll get to the right baseline. Now he reverses dribble, picks it up. In trouble, has the ball stolen away. Gilbert up to Alcaldi. Drives left lane line, flicks it up, and gets hammered on the arm and fouled. That'll go on Seth Cooksey. That will be his first. And it will send Mario Alcaldi to the free throw line. So Alcaldi to the free throw line. His first free throw is in there. Alcaldi on the year, 61%, averages 9 points a game. Right-handed shooter missed the second. Dolman quickly up ahead. Has a wide-open Cooksey. Lays it in. Puts the foul. And Seth Cooksey with the basket will have a chance to complete a three-point play. Great push by Caden Dolman. He's had a great start to this game. So that gives Perry the 8-7 lead. And now here's Cooksey to the free throw line for a single shot. And he got it. 3 points for Seth Cooksey, 9-7 Perry, 4:12 to go in the first quarter. Alcaldi to the foul line. Up on top to Gilbert, back into the right corner. Here's Rocky. Barnhill in the left corner to Alcaldi. He drives to the baseline, stops, puts it up on top. Gilbert, right side Rocky, pulls for a three and buries it. Ashton Rocky from downtown, his first points of the night, gives Hiawatha a 10-9 lead. Gunner Ball crosses over, gets all the way to the baseline. Nice, no-look pass, but missing a layup is Gorski. You get a wide-open look. Now Hiawatha the other way. Rocky to Gilbert. Thought about a three. Now Barnhill, he pumps on a three. Gets to the lane, puts up a right-handed floater, and rattles it over the rim and in. Grant Barnhill's first bucket of the game. 12-9 Hiawatha. Back and forth we go. Caden Dolman in the lane. Flicks up a shot. Missed it. Good strong rebound and good defense by Barnhill. Joel Bryan now to the left baseline. Flicks it off the window. Left it short. Rebound to Perry, and here comes Cooksey the other way. Lost it, and he just lost out of bounds. Second turnover for Perry, and now a couple of substitutions. Ryken Rush, a 6-foot senior in there for the first time. Also Eli Dean, a 5'9 freshman checking in. 12-9 Hiawatha, 3:05 to go in the first. Carson Gilbert at the foul line, dribbles to the baseline, kicks it out to Bryant. His three-pointer is blocked away by Paul. Then it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be last touched by Ball, so Hiawatha will hold on to it. Great atmosphere to start this game inside of the roundhouse. The packed crowd here on this Friday night. Under 3 minutes to go in the first. Nice back cut. Gilbert, a layup is good from the left side. 6 points for Carson Gilbert. Gives Hiawatha a five-point advantage. Dean, the freshman, nearly lost it. Got it back. Now here's Ball. He'll get inside. Spin. Shoot a floater that might have been partially blocked. And then they're going to get a bump foul on the rebound on Brant Barnhill of Hiawatha. Barnhill will pick up his first. Perry LeCompton will have it from the baseline. Cooksey to trigger it in. Still looking. Finally, just has to toss it up on top, but it's stolen away by Barnhill. Quickly up ahead, Bryan. Lost it, got it back. Tries to throw it inside, and stolen away by Paul. So both teams turn it over. Here's Perry the other way. Ball now going to slow it down. Instead, actually, he steps into a three and left it short. Here's Rocky now the other way to Alcaldi on the left wing. He crosses over, gets inside. Flicks it to the right wing to Barnhill. Back to Alcaldi in the right corner. Drives in off to Rocky. He'll try a three from the left wing. This one's short. Rebound yanked down by Gunnar Ball, and Perry now going to walk it up the floor with Cooksey. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. 14-9, Hiawatha. Cooksey gets all the way inside and just runs over a man. That's an easy charge call. Great job by Joel Bryan. He took the charge on Cooksey, who picked up his second foul. And it's going to force Coach Matt Simmons to bring Caden Dolman right back into this game. And they're going to call it on 10 Gunner Ball, but that should have been on Cooksey. Yeah, now here comes Matt Simmons. He says, yeah, that should have been on 11. So, yeah, they are going to change that. So it is going to be on Cooksey. So he picks up his second. And now Hiawatha the other way. Alcaldi gets bumped by Gottstein. He picks up his first. Hiawatha now for the first time. I'm going to bring in Tyler Davis, a 6-foot senior. Alcaldi looks to trigger it in, gets it up on top to Davis. It looks like Perry now is going to drop back into a 2-3 zone. Rocky, a cross-court pass to Alcaldi. Gives it to Gilbert, a right corner three. Perry. Carson Gilbert with 9 points already here in this first quarter. And the lead is 17-9. The other end, Gottstein, nice pass, give and go, and the layup is in there for Reichen Rush. 17-11, Hiawatha, 1:20 to go in the first. Perry back in a man-to-man. Alcaldi flicks it back on top to Gilbert near the timeline. Guarded by Dolman, Gilbert still with him between the rings. Alcaldi gives it the left corner to Rocky. Now Bryan in the middle of the lane, spins, goes up and under. Now Rocky in the left corner, a wide open three, he got another. Second three for Ashton Rocky. He's got six, and the lead is 9. The other way, though, breakaway. Layup attempt by Rush is blocked away by Davis. Ball ripped away, and we're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it to Hiawatha. Substitution, Kale Gorski, and a comeback into the game for Perry. And we'll replace Gottstein. 54 seconds to go in the first. Alcaldi gets inside, floats it up with the right hand, and banks it off the window and in. 5 for Alcaldi, 22-11, Hiawatha. Gorski dribbles to the right baseline, flicks up a shot with the right hand, he left it short. No, there's going to be another charge call. Joel Bryan took another one. This time it's Gorski who picks up the charge. And that will be his second foul. So now Cooksey and Gorski each with 2 fouls. And Joel Bryan's going to now get a breather as David Keough, a 6'3 junior, is going to come into the game for the first time. So 30 seconds to go. Hiawatha with the basketball and a 22-11 lead. Alcaldi just dribbles it out in the Red Hawk logo at center court. Perry still in a man-to-man. Al Caldy starts the dribble weave handoff with Rocky. Handed it back off now, Gilbert. 13 seconds. Gilbert drives in, flicks it off the window and in with a right hand. 11 for Carson Gilbert. 7 seconds to go. Dolman quickly the other way. Gets all the way inside. Scoop layup is good. 6 for Caden Dolman, and that's how the first quarter is going to come to an end. So back and forth first quarter, but Hiawatha, they're going to take a 24-13 lead after one quarter of play. So one quarter in the books. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with second quarter action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services, also known as STARS. We offer our physical therapy services at our Horton location. It's exciting for me to be in Horton, where I grew up, to help provide personalized treatment for you. We can help with post-surgical rehab or if you've been injured. Let us help you get back to normal. Our goal is to meet your goals. See us at STARS in Horton, 201 West 8, open weekdays with regular hours, or in Hiawatha inside the hospital, online at starsrehab.net and on Facebook.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have 4 bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens, and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them, with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
Contact Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton or call Gus at
364-3890. Kansaland Radio.
Start of the second quarter, 24-13. Hiawatha leads Perry LeCompton in our boys' game tonight. Perry LeCompton going to start with the basketball operating from left to right. Gunner ball with it on the left wing. Tried to feed it inside, but it's going to be stolen away by Joel Bryant. Turnover number 4 for Perry. Bryant inside. Now he has it stolen right back by Ball. Gunner, the other end. Stops on the wing. Steps back. Pulls up a 15-footer and parries it. 4 points for Gunner Ball. 24-15. Lead for Hiawatha. Alcaldi quickly the other way. He'll scoop a shot up and in from the left side. 7 for Mario Alcaldi. The lead is back to 11 for Hiawatha. We're a little over 30 seconds into the second quarter. Ball to the left baseline. Set out to Dolman. He'll get in the middle of the lane. Pull up 10-footer is good. 8 for Caden Dolman. Again, back and forth we go. Caldy will dribble to the right wing. Hands it off to Rocky. Now at the top of the key to Barnhill. Dribble handoff again to Alcaldi. Now Gilbert left to the front court. Rocky in the left corner. Back to Gilbert. Gilbert had 11 in the first quarter alone. Gilbert now steps through. Shoots a 3. Left it short. Got his own rebound. And he'll stick it up and in for the right side. Great job of following his shot. Immediately after he shot it, he knew he missed it wide right. So he ran after it, grabbed it, stuck it up and in to give him 13. There's a 3. It's rattled in by Seth Cooksey from way downtown. 6 points for Cooksey. Back to an 8-point game. Gilbert, a deep 3. Got it. My goodness. Carson Gilbert from the parking lot. He's got 16. This just seems like that game we saw earlier this year where Gilbert had 34. Just so much confidence. Ball nearly travels. Now drives. Flicks a shot up. Missed it. Fight for the rebound. He got it back. And then he got held and fouled. And I think that's on Joel Bryant. If it is, that's his second. Yeah, it is. That's going to be the second on Joel. As Gottstein checks back into the game for a Perry to replace Gorski. .552 to go in the half. 31-20, Hiawatha. Dolman still looking to get it in. Gets it into Gottstein on the block. Spin shoots over his left shoulder, and he missed it. Fight for the rebound. It's going to be yanked away. And now we're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it to Hiawatha. So with those two fouls, Joel Bryant's going to check out. David Keogh back in for the second time. All right, now after Hiawatha, just continue to feed number 5. Carson Gilbert with 16 points. He's got it up on top. Feeds the left side of the floor to Barnhill. Now Rocky in the left corner. Back out to Barnhill. Crosses over, hands it off to Gilbert. This one from 30 feet. Got it again. 19 for Carson Gilbert. He just continues to light it up from beyond the arc. Now ball inside, gets bumped and fouled by Keough. See if they call it on the floor in the shooting motion, I believe, in the shooting motion. So it is going to be two shots for Gunner Ball. So Gunner to the line for the first time tonight, and he nails the first free throw. Ball in the year is averaging 18 a game. There was a faint whistle. I don't know what that was. I think referee thought Coach Simmons called a timeout. He did not. There's a missed free throw by Ball. Follow rebound by Cooksey, and they're going to get him with an offensive foul. Yeah, he shoved off with that left hand. And Coach Simmons is saying, no way. That was a clear reach in with a left hand. Cooksey picks up his third. And now Coach Simmons is going to take a timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout. We'll take this quick one. And Coach Simmons is close to getting a technical foul. The referee all over him. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. 5:18 to go in the half. It's 34-21. Hiawatha leads on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, 5:10 to go in the first half. Hiawatha with the basketball, leading 34-21. Carson Gilbert with it. Now Caldy shoots a deep three. This one's wide left. Offensive rebound, though, for Keough. Hiawatha stays with it, and now they're going to get a foul on the inside going against Perry. And that is going to be on Gottstein. That will be his second. So now two on Gorski, three on Cooksey, and two on Gottstein. And we'll see Tyler Davis come back into the game to replace Ashton Rocky. And it will send Keough to the free throw line for a 1-1. Right-hand shooter, Keough's free throw is too strong. The ball with another rebound. Here he comes quickly up the floor for Perry. Another corner. Cooksey spots for a three. Left it short. Offensive rebound for Ball on the block. Spins in the lane and gets bumped on the arm and fouled. I think it's going to be from the baseline. It is. It's going to be on Davis as first. Perry will have it from the baseline. 16 foul. So Dolman will look to trigger it in. Still looking. Finally gets it into the corner to Cooksey on the right side. He'll just rip through, drive to the baseline, and feed it off to Dolman. He'll stop, go up off the window, and get hammered and fouled. Two shots coming from Dolman. That's going to be on Keough, his second. First free throw by Dolman is way short. Reiki Tooley now going to come in, a 5'9 sophomore for the first time. And Dolman's second one is in there. So 9 for Dolman, 34-22 Hiawatha, 4:40 to go in the first half. Tyler Davis drives to the baseline, tries to feed it inside, but it's stolen away. Gottstein with it, up ahead to Dolman. He stops, Euro step way up off the window, is banked in. Pretty move by Caden Dolman, he's got 11. Back to a 10-point game, 34-24, 4:20 remaining. Barnhill thought about a three. It looks like Perry's going to go to a box and one. Box and one with Dolman guarding Carson Gilbert, who's got 19. So Gilbert's just going to go stand in the right corner and let his teammates run this offense. Barnhill, he'll try a three. That's wide left. Gottstein with a rebound. Perry trying to come back in it. Quickly up ahead. Dean drives in. His layup is in and out. Rebound to Keough. And here comes Hiawatha the other way. Air travel, but it's off to Alcaldi. Now in the left corner to Barnhill. Gilbert's calling for it. They don't get it to him, and Coach Gary Smith is going to take his first time out. Try to reset his guys, and we'll take it with him. 3:42 to go in the half. It's 34-24, Hiawatha here on FM 103.9, KNZA, Hiawatha.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Hanzaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, Perry Lacoste gets a steal. Dolman drives inside, flicks it off the window and in. 13 for Caden Dolman. He is single-handedly keeping Perry in this game right now. 34-26, Hiawatha. 3:30 to go in the first half. Still running a box and one. Actually, take that back. Gilbert is out of the game now, so back into a straight man-to-man is Perry. Alcaldi drives in. Hop step, and they're going to call it a travel. Third turnover for Hiawatha here in this first half. So I think it's just a quick breather for Gilbert, and then also a chance for Hiawatha to go against not that Fox and one. Solman left to the wing. Hands it back off to Gunner Ball, who dribbles it out on top. Dribble handoff now into the hands of Thule. He picks up his dribble to top. Mid to right side of the floor. Gottstein, he chucks up a three. It's airballed long. The rebound will go to Davis of Hiawatha. Now the ball is going to be left touched by Alcaldi. He was stepping on the baseline. That's great defense by Ball and Dolman. To combine for that turnover, it'll be called on Hiawatha. And here's Gilbert right back into the game. And also Gorski going to come into the game for Perry. So Dolman will trigger from the baseline. And then the corner to Gorski. Now Thule left of the wing. Gorski on the left baseline. Spins, faces up, shoots a 15-footer and knocks it down. First points of the night for Cale Gorski. 34-28 Hiawatha. It's down to a 6-point game. Barnhill wide open in the corner. Left it short. One of the best looks he's had in a couple of minutes. Good rebound by Ball, and here comes Perry. Only down by 6. Dolman crosses over, spins in the middle of the lane. Flicks it up with the right hand and banks it in again. 15 points for Caden Dolman. It's a 4-point game. Gilbert in the corner. He's going to try another three. This one's in and out. Rebound to Ball. Harry LeCompton flirting with danger. Now Ball the other way. Missed a layup, but it's fallen up and in by Reike Thule. And Coach Gary Smith has seen enough. He wants a timeout. We'll take it with him. 1:56 to go in the half. It's a quick spurt by Perry, who's back to within two. 34-32, Hiawatha leads here on FM 103.9, KNZA.
Cyber liability. In a rapidly changing technology world, Kellerman Insurance has your back, as Cindy Hauer explains.
Small business is a huge target. We do have some cyber liability products out there that help if you get tricked into sending money to someone or if your computer is hacked into and information is stolen. And many policies out there help absorb the cost that you have associated with those things. Come see us at Kellerman Insurance and Kellerman Real Estate, located on the southeast corner of the downtown square in Holton.
Hanzaland Radio.
Perry LeCompton right now on an 11-0 run as it back to within two. Hiawatha with a 34-32 lead, 1:45 to go in the first half. And now a near steal. It is going to be stolen away. Thule's got it. Hands it off to Gorski. He'll drive to the baseline. Lost it. Spin. Faces up. Shoots it off the window. Banks it home. 4 points for Cale Gorski, and we're tied at 34. Hiawatha just doesn't have an answer. Started just shooting a bunch of threes, haven't been making them, and Perry LeCompton has been converting on the other end. Alcaldi dribbles in the middle of the lane, flicks it into the corner to Gilbert. Now Barnhill pumps on a three. Now into the right corner to Rocky. He'll try a three. That's in and out. Rebound tacked around into the hands of Gorski of Perry LeCompton. To the Cons. They've trailed by double digits here in the first half, and now they have a chance to take the lead. Ball on the left wing. Gets it down low to Dolman. He'll back down, spin, get triple teamed, and get fouled. He had Gilbert, Alcaldi, and Bryan all over him, but somehow Dolman's able to draw that foul, and it will send him to the free throw line. And Joel Bryan's going to pick up his third. That is big, big, big. So Joel Bryan picks up his third, and it sends Caden Dolman to the free throw line for a 1-1 as Gottstein checks back into the game for Thule. He gave several great minutes for the call. That's going to prompt Keough to check back in for Bryan, who now has three personal fouls. Bryan has not scored yet tonight. He's the leading scorer for Hiawatha on the year at 17 a game. Dolman misses the free throw, though, and the rebound is to Hiawatha. Tied at 34, 50 seconds to go in the first half. Gilbert dribbles inside, tries to feed inside to Keough, but it's tapped out by Gorski, and it will stay with Hiawatha. Saldi will be the trigger man from the left corner. Still trying to key it in. Finally, he has to try to kick it to the corner to Barnhill, who has to sky for it. Now a cross-court pass to Rocky. He'll get in the middle of the lane. Flick it up with the right hand. He got bumped and fouled. That will go to the line and shoot a pair. It's going to be on Gottstein. That will be his third now. So Cooksey and Gottstein each with three. He's got his head coach, Matt Simmons, just shaking his head and talking to his assistant coaches on what to do now with two of the starters with three fouls. Free throw rattled in by Aston Rocky, his first trip to the line tonight. Rocky on the year, 50% from the stripe. He only averages about 3.5 points a game. But he's got eight right now, and after that free throw, Coach Simmons is going to take a timeout. This will be a full one. We'll take it with them. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. When you're looking for the perfect timeout snack, try Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn Mini Flavors. Visit them online at popcorngift.net. 36.7 to go in the half. It's 36-34. Hiawatha with the lead when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
With our DSB Connect digital banking, you can freely move money to other people and other accounts, just like those big-name apps. Use our P2P to instantly send money to another person, and use our reliable bill pay service to pay your companies.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of that time, 36.7 seconds to go in the first half, 36-34. Hiawatha leads. The Redhawks led by double digits at one point here in the second quarter, but Hiawatha allowed Perry LeCompton to go on an extended 11-0 run. Shot a ton of threes, didn't make them, and Perry LeCompton converted on the other end, and now the Cogs is going to hold it back out for the final shot here in this first half. Hiawatha right now showing zone, but I think they're going to be in a man-to-man. And no, they are going to stay in a 2-3 zone. 10 seconds left. Into the corner, Gottstein. Now cross-court to Ball. He pumps, drives in, stops, puts up a wild shot high off the window. Ball tapped around, 1 second left. Ball forces up a shot that's no good. And that's the end of the first half of basketball. It's been a good one. Stay tuned with us. Two quarters are in the book. At the end of two, it is Hiawatha 36. Perry LeCompton, 34. Let's take a halftime timeout. We'll come back. We'll give you first half stats. Take a look at other scores of other games. That's when we return on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too. If you want to save some munchies and bunnies, here's all you have to do. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
Get out of town.
It's well worth the trip to save a bundle on tires because Direct is better.
Get out of town.
7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos,
we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton, on Highway 75.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back inside of the Roundhouse here in Hiawatha. We're at halftime of the boys' portion of tonight's Big 7 League doubleheader. The half is a good one. Hiawatha leading Perry LeCompton 36-34 alongside Seth Collison taking care of his back in the studio. They'll have the Community National Bank High School School Board show after our boys' game tonight. I am Johnny Kane here inside of the Roundhouse. And just what a game this has been so far. Hiawatha looked like they were going to run away with this one, led by as many as 15 points at one point in this game. But Hiawatha shot a ton of threes in a row, and then after that, missed them all. Perry LeCompton with the other end. Well, they converted on every attempt they had for about a minute and a half, two-minute stretch. And that got them back to within tied at 34, and now down by just two here at intermission. Again, this is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show, 7 miles west of Holton on K16. If you want the best, you've got to get out of town. A 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. If you look back at the first half statistics brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting. For year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation, visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. We'll start with Perry LeCompton. Four turnovers was all they had in that first half. 1-3, 3-5 shooting from the free throw line. And the big first half for Caden Dolman, he was really what kept Perry LeCompton in this game. He had 15 points in the first half. Steph Cooksey had six, but he's got three personal fouls. That's been the big number. Cooksey and Evan Gottstein, two starters, each with three fouls in that first half for Perry LeCompton. Gunnar Ball had five. Gail Gorski with four. Two apiece for Reinke Thule and Ryken Rush. Hiawatha, meanwhile, they had five turnovers, five three-pointers for the Redhawks. Most of those came early on. 3-4 shooting from the free throw line. A huge first half for Carson Gilbert. He had 19 points. Three three-pointers in that first half for the senior. 8 points for Ashton Rocky, seven for Mario Alcaldi, and two for Brant Barnhill. But the Redhawks' leading scorer, Joel Bryan, he averages 17 points a game. He is scoreless so far in this contest, and that's a major problem because he's had foul trouble. He has three personal fouls here at halftime, so that is something that Hiawatha and Joel Bryan have to watch here early on in this third quarter. I would imagine that Perry LeCompton is going to try to go right at number 11. He's going to pick up his fourth personal. But again, at halftime, our score is Hiawatha 36, Perry LeCompton 34. Take another timeout, then we'll come back. We'll try to find some scores of other games around the area. We are at halftime of our boys' game of the week here on FM 103.9, KNCA.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at NEKTax.com.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Save big on Hustler Mowers at Heinen Repair during their model year-end clearance sale. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with unique features, like their patented park brake system and their exclusive smooth track steering that enables you to glide around obstacles with ease. And now, get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts, built right here in Kansas. See them at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or at HeinenRepair.com.
There's nothing like a new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton, here to remind you that you can bring your ideas in to any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ring in 2022 at the $22 special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. Get any single topping pizza and a medium cheese breadstick for just $22 in January. Warm up with soups for lunch or check out wraps, salads, wings, or desserts. The Pizza Bakery is locally owned and offers great food and great variety 7 days a week. Plus, the hot case is an option for a quick grab and go. For carry out or eat in, phone 486-2602. Thanks for your support and best wishes in the new year from the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust a fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Anderson Meats in Troy, located south on Last Chance Road, wants to wish everyone a happy and safe holiday season and to say thank you for your past business. They look forward to serving you again in 2022. Anderson Meats is planning to expand their operation to include retail sales, so be listening for details. They're currently taking appointments for your meat processing for spring. Call or stop by at Anderson Meats in Troy, 785-985-2292.
KNZA.
Welcome back here to halftime of our boys' game tonight. It is a 36-34 advantage for Hiawatha here at intermission. It was a big lead for Hiawatha early in the second quarter, but Perry LaCoston went on an 11-0 extended run. Get back into this game, eventually tied it at 34. And then Hiawatha got a couple of free throws there at the end of the second quarter to take this two-point advantage. Take a look at some other scores from games around the area. Start with some girls' games. Our girls' final saw Hiawatha move to 7-0 on the year with a 64-36 victory. Hanover girls beat Frankfort 59-45. Sabetha beats Royal Valley 53-39. Emaul Central beats Holton 49-30. And Jeff County North beat Valley Falls 49-40. See if we can find some other scores and some games going on around the area. It looks like Centralia boys are running away from Lynn at halftime, 45-12. The Atchison girls beat Washington 71-10. Hanover leads Frankfort in the boys game at halftime, 28-24. So that's a good one. And Horton girls beat Moramount Academy 36-28. We'll have complete scores for you at the Community National Bank High School School Board Show. That'll come up after the conclusion of our boys game here tonight. So that's all. We'll have scores, recaps, and everything to get you caught up on this first Friday here of 2022 for our basketball season. So we're ready to go here in the third quarter of play. 36-34, Hiawatha lead. Perry LeCompton will start with the basketball. They'll operate from right to left the entirety of the second half. And Hiawatha will go from left to right. So with that, we're underway. Perry will start with the basketball. Caden Gilman will control it across the timeline. Dribbles to the right wing, going against a man-to-man. Gets it inside to Gottstein, who kicks it out of bounds. Five turnovers for Perry LeCompton, and they only had four of them in the first half. Both teams really did a good job of holding on to the basketball. They combined for just nine turnovers in the first half. Perry LeCompton's going to start in a 3-2 extended zone. Alcaldi on the right wing, next to the left wing to Rocky. Up on top, Alcaldi, a straightaway triple, banked in. So Alcaldi, called glass, banks it in. He's got 10. And it's 39-34, Hiawatha. Looking inside for Gorski, but stolen away by Alcaldi. Back-to-back turnovers for Perry. Here comes Hiawatha the other way. Hands off to Gilbert. Rocky back with it on the left wing. Feeds it on the near side. And now up on top to Rocky. He'll try a three. That's wide right. The rebound will be yanked down by Gunnar Ball. Perry the other way. Ball tries to feed inside to Gorski, but another turnover. Seven turnovers now for Perry LeCompton. Now we're going to see a substitution. Jack Golden, a 6-foot junior, is going to come into the game. He'll replace Gorski. Then into the third quarter, 39-34, Hiawatha. Gilbert left of the wing, gets it out, Caldy. Now back to Gilbert, into the left corner to Rocky. Gilbert left of the front court. Feeds to the near side to Barnhill. Now Alcaldi in the corner. Whipping it around this perimeter of this. It looks now almost more of a 2-1-2 zone than a 3-2. Barnhill just going to dribble it back out in between the rings. Game really slowed down now in this zone for Perry. Almost daring Hiawatha to shoot the three ball, which they really haven't done great tonight. Yeah, they hit five threes in the first half. A majority of those came early. Now, great hustle by Seth Cooksey. Nearly had a steal, but he knocked it out of bounds. And they'll stay with Hiawatha. Gilbert on the right wing. He had three of those five three-pointers in the first half. Barnhill up on top to Alcaldi. Back to Gilbert. Into the right corner, Barnhill. Perry doing a really good job in the zone here to start this third quarter. Joel Bryan at top of the key three. That's nearly airballed. It just barely grabs iron. Now here comes Perry the other way. Driving in is Gottstein. He lays it up and in. First points for Gottstein. And that makes it a 39-36 tie off the lead. Hiawatha looking to get something going now against this zone. Just been passing around the perimeter. Here's Gilbert. He'll pull a three. This one's too strong. And now we're going to get a foul underneath as Gilbert, or excuse me, it was Bryan that had position on the inside, and he got bumped from behind by Gottstein, who picks up his fourth. That's going to force Coach Simmons to bring Kale Gorski right back into the game. So here's Barnhill to trigger it in. To Rocky in the left corner. Right-handed dribble out on top. Here's Alcaldi now. And we're going to get a whistle and a timeout taken by Hiawatha head coach Gary Spitt. Quick 30-second timeout. We'll just go ahead and take this with him. 5:17 to go, third quarter. This timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. 39-36 is the lead for Hiawatha, the MSC Sports Radio Network.
South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out three sizes of the temp controlled and insect free storage units. Call John McManigal at 969-6400 for South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage, located in the former Eagles Lodge.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image, sports team stand out, and organization shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton or online at lastingimpressionsofks.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
out of the timeout, 5:17 to go. You're in quarter number three, 39-36, Hiawatha lead. Right off for the basketball out of the timeout. Hiawatha stays in this zone. It is, I would call it officially, yeah, 3-2 zone. Has that more of a look than anything. Hiawatha hasn't been able to figure it out quite yet. Now Caldy on the right wing, in the right corner to Barnhill. Back out to Alcaldi, flipped around to Gilbert on the left wing. Dribbles it back to the right side, hands it back to Alcaldi, up on top. He'll dribble to the baseline. Nice cut inside to Joel Bryan, who flicks it up and in. First points of the night for Joel Bryan. Leading scorer for Hiawatha has finally found the bottom of the net. 41-36, Hiawatha, 4:42 to go in the third. Up on top, Scott. Inside, Gorski flicks it up with the right hand, missed it. Offensive rebound, and this shot blocked away. Taken by Hiawatha. Here's Joel Bryan the other direction. Alcaldi, the foul line. Right side, Gilbert. Back to Alcaldi. He'll get inside, flick it to the left side of the floor, and it's into the hands of Barnhill now. He gets double teamed. Flicks it out to Alcaldi near the timeline. Tell you what, Alcaldi, he's so shifty with the basketball. Now he goes behind the back. Pass inside Bryan. His shot is in there. Back-to-back buckets for Joel Bryan. He's got four. And the lead back right just like that up to 43-36 with under 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Dolman back the other way. He flicks up a shot that's in and out. And Barnhill with a rebound. Here comes Hiawatha quickly. Alcaldi crosses over, gets inside, and he gets held. They're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with Hiawatha, as we'll see Reich and Rush come back into the game. Rush will replace Jack Golden, who gave a couple of good minutes for the cause. Alcaldi, a right wing three. In and out and back in. The friendly roll for Alcaldi. He's got 13. Just like that, the lead up to 10. It was a two-point lead to start this quarter, and now it's up to 10. Here's Ball on the inside. He'll put it up and in from the right block. So Gunner Ball now with 7. He's 6:38. Alcaldi up on top. Kicks in the left corner to Gilbert. He'll pull for a three. This one's off the back iron. Rebound to Dolman of Perry LeCompton. Ball crosses over and chops inside. Throws up a shot with the right hand. A lot of contact. No whistle, but an offensive rebound for Gorski. Now Gorski in the left corner. He'll try a triple. This one's in and out. Rebound to Rocky, and here he comes flying up the floor. Gilbert drives in. Puts it up with the right hand. Left it short. And a good rebound by Cooksey, and he gets fouled by Gilbert. So 2:49 to go, third quarter, 46-38, Hiawatha. A Perry does have the basketball looking to stay in this one. Ball in the left corner to Cooksey. Got it out of three, now he'll drive to the baseline. Flicks up a shot with the right hand and rattles it home. 8 for Cooksey, makes it back to a 6-point game. Gilbert in the left corner, drives in, hop step shot off the window is in there. First basket of the second half for Carson Gilbert, he's got 21. 48-40. Dolman flicks up a wild shot that's too strong. And rebound to Hiawatha, now Barnhill lost it out of bounds, but they're going to say it was left touched by Gunner Ball. Two-12 to go in the third. Hiawatha with the basketball as they operate from left to right, leading by 8. Cross-court pass, Alcaldi in the right corner. Gilbert, left corner now to Rocky. Barnhill out on top, right side to Alcaldi. Back to Barnhill, straightaway triple. In there. Barnhill knocks down a triple. He's got 5 in the lead up to 11 for the Redhawks. 1:40 to go in the third. Cooksey drives in. Flicks up a wild shot that's not there. And the rebound to Hiawatha. Gilbert quickly the other way. Hop step layup in there and 1. 23 for Carson Gilbert and the chance to complete a 3-point play. That's been Hiawatha's best offense. Just get out in transition. Cooksey's going to pick up the foul, and that will be his 4th. We're going to get a couple subs in. Eli Dean back in there for Perry LeCompton. Hiawatha will counter with a freshman, Gage Kappelman. Missing the free throw, and now we're going to get to the other end. They're going to count the basket. Gunner Ball makes it on the inside. He's got nine. They'll have a chance to complete a three-point play. So Gilbert misses the free throw on one, and at the other end, Ball makes the bucket. And he'll go to the line to try to complete a three-point play, and that's going to be the fourth foul on Joel Bryan. So he's going to have to check out of this game. Ball's free throw is good. So back to a 10-point game. 10 for Ball, 53-43, Hiawatha, 120 to go in the third. Gilbert goes up and under, left it way short from the foul line. Rebound to Dean, and here comes Dolman. Dolman now going to slow it up. He'll walk it across the timeline. Dolman gets the screen, drives in, soaks it up with the left hand, missed it, but the follow is going to go in there for Carol Gorski. Six for Gorski, and it's back to an 8-point game. Tyler Davis drives in. He gets blocked by Dolman out of bounds. Tell you what, every time Hiawatha has tried to blow this game open, Perry LeCompton has had an answer. Going to be a dogfight the rest of this one. 54 seconds to go in the third. Now Caldy in the right corner. They're daring him to shoot the basketball. Now Davis on the inside gets blocked. Rush blocks it away and takes it and hands it off to Dolman. Dean holds on to it for Perry LeCompton. Now gives it off the Ball. Gunner to the foul line. Spins. Kicks it back out to Gorski. He'll pull up from the free throw line and bank it in and out. Rebound fought for and kicked away by Rush. Perry holds on to it. Ball at the top of the key with 24 seconds to go. Perry going to back it back out. Dribble handoff to Dolman with 19 seconds to go. The Cavs might try to take the final shot. They will. Dolman dribbles it on the Red Hawk logo at center court. 10 seconds now. Dolman starts to dribble to the right wing. Hands it off the Ball. He'll step through to the free throw line. To Dean. He lost it. Got it back. Flicks up a shot, and it's rattled in and out. Alcaldi with it at 2 seconds. He'll throw from three quarters court, and it's short. So, three corners are in the books. Fourth one. We return. It should be a good one. It's been a good one so far. Stay tuned with us. At the end of three, Hiawatha 53, Perry LeCompton 45. Take a timeout. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Moyle & James Bank & Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moyle & James Bank & Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the fourth quarter, alongside Seth Tollefson back at the studios. Johnny Kane here with you. 53-45 is the lead for Hiawatha, but Perry LeCompton is going to start with the basketball here out of the timeout. Right off to the man-to-man. At the baseline with it is Gottstein. Started tightly, gets it out to Cooksey. Cooksey on the right wing. Still with the basketball, the dribble at the knees. Once the screen doesn't get it, now he gets it, and he'll dribble to the left wing and hands it off to Rush. Ball is calling for it, and then it's kicked out of bounds by Gilbert. Well, Hiawatha still with freshman Gage Kappelman out there with four fouls on Joel Bryan. Bryan's leading scorer for Hiawatha at 17 a game. He's got just four tonight. All four of those came in the third quarter. Gunner Ball in the left corner to Cooksey. A wide open three-pointer, and he got it. A big three by Seth Cooksey gives him 11. and it pulls Perry back to within five. 53-48, but Alcaldi answers. He missed a wide-open layup. Now numbers the other way, a 5-on-4. Cooksey into the corner, Gottstein. Spots for a wide-open three-pointer. In and out. Offensive rebound by Dean, but they're going to call it over-the-back foul and a push from behind on Dean. And so he is going to pick up that foul, and Coach Simmons can't believe it. Be the first foul on Dean, who thought he had an offensive rebound. But instead, it'll be a foul on him, and Hiawatha will have it back, leading by five as we approach 7 minutes to go. Gapsman at the top of the key, dribble handoff to Rocky. Now Alcaldi on the right wing, crosses over, backs it up. Alcaldi now crosses over, gets to the middle of the lane, flips it inside, and the shot up and missed by Barnhill. Got it back. Now a follow was blocked away by Gunner Ball and taken by Perry. Great defense by the Cog. Now can they score? Gottstein picks up his dribble. He's in trouble. Gets it off to Dean. Now here's Ball on the left wing. Gets the screen. Middle of the lane. Ball. Pull-up jumper from 10 feet. Left it short. Rebound to Barnhill, and here comes Alcaldi. So shifty with the basketball. In the left corner, Rocky, a three-pointer. Yes! Ashton Rocky, his third three-pointer of the game. He's got 11, and it pushes the lead back up to 8 for Hiawatha. 6:05 to go in the game. Cooksey now drives on the inside. Stops. Kicks it back out to Rush. Left side of the floor, Dean with it. Now Dolman trying to check into the next dead ball. Dean drives in, flicks it up with the right hand. He missed it, but he got fouled before that. So it'll be a baseline out of bounds coming for Perry. They'll get the foul on Brant Barnhill. And it will be his second. So that'll bring Joel Bryant back into the game for Hiawatha. Dolman for Perry. Cooksey now will look to trigger it in. Still looking. Gets it into Ball in the left wing. He'll drive the lane. Stops. Absorbed a lot of contact, and he flicks it up and in regardless. 12 points for Gunner Ball. 56-50 Hiawatha. Gilbert feeds it inside to Bryan. Back out to Gilbert. Drives the middle lane. Flicks it up with the right hand, but it's blocked away by Ball and taken by Perry. Another great defensive effort by the call. Perry just will not go away. Gunner Ball out to Cooksey now on the left wing. He pumps on a three. Drives in. Hop step. Shot off the window is in there. 13 for Cooksey, and it's 56-52 Hiawatha. Gilbert now the other end. To Barnhill. A three-pointer from the corner. It's too strong. Offensive rebound, though, for Bryant. Back out to Rocky on the wing. Now here's Alcaldi left to the head of the circle. He'll dribble into the corner and out of the baseline. He gets bumped and fouled by Ryken Rush. That will be his first. Just the fourth team foul on Perry. 5:05 to go in the game, 56-52, and Coach Smith wants a timeout. He's going to take a full timeout. We'll take it with him. This timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. If you're looking for the perfect timeout stack, try Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Many flavors. Visit them online at popcorngifts.net. The perfect timeout stack. 56-52. Hiawatha leads with only 5:05 to go on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
.505 remaining, 56-52. It's been a good one. Hiawatha is led by double figures multiple times tonight. Perry LeCompton just will not go away. Is continuing to battle back. And now trail by just four. With 5:05 remaining, Hiawatha's going to have it at the baseline with Rocky, Barnhill, Gilbert, Bryan, and Alcaldi, the five out there. Bryan on the inside, rips through, goes up and under, and lays it over the front of the rim and in. Way too easy for Joel Bryan. He's got six, and the lead back to six for Hiawatha. Cooksey in the left corner, a wide-open triple, got another. Seth Cooksey with 16, and it's a three-point game. Bryan again gets open on the inside, throws up a shot and gets bumped and fouled. I don't know. That was going to be whistled on Gottstein, which is going to be his fifth personal foul. Bryan caught it and then kind of faded away. But Gottstein is going to pick up his fifth. So Cale Gorski is going to come back into the game, but it will be two shots for Joel Bryan. It was not been to the line tonight. Bryan makes the first. He's a 67% free throw shooter on the season. He averages about 5 free throw attempts a game. He's 17 points per night as well. He misses the free throw, and the ball lost out of bounds. And I think they're going to talk about this one. The referee says it's Hiawatha basketball, but I believe it was left touched by Hiawatha. It had to have. Yeah, they're going to get it right. It's going to be Perry basketball. So Bryan goes 1 of 2 from the line to give him 7 points and make it a 59-55 game. And Perry will have it down by 4. Perry operates from right to left. Gunner ball right of the wing. Crosses over to the left elbow. Now gets all the way to the baseline. Spins. Goes up off the window. Banks it in. 14 for Gunner Paul, and it's a 2-point game. 59-57 Hiawatha. 4:15 to go. Gilbert rips through, gets to the middle of the lane, flicks up a shot. He missed it. Fight for the rebound. It's loose. Somehow Bryan comes up with it. A lot of contact. No whistle. Hiawatha stays with it. Backed out to Alcaldi. Now Rocky in the right corner. He'll dribble and hand it off to Alcaldi in the corner. He drives baseline. Stops. Flicks it up underneath to Bryan. He'll flick it off the window and in. 9 for Joel Bryan. 61-57. Hiawatha. 3:50 to go. Dolman, nice pass inside, back out. Cooksey steps into a three. Yes! 19 for Seth Cooksey and a timeout by Perry. It's back to a 1-point game. Seth Cooksey has been lights out from the outside. That's his 4th 3-pointer of the night. And we'll get a full timeout. Let's go ahead and keep this one here. Only 3:42 to go. But back and forth we go, shot for shot. Perry LeCompton has found a way to stay in this game and give themselves a chance, trailing by just one, to trailing by double digits multiple times tonight. Trailed by as many as 15 in the first half, got it back to a tied game. Trailed by as many as 11 here in the second half, they've got it down to a 1-point game with 3:42 to go. When you look at this Perry team, yeah, they're 4-3. Two of their losses are by single digits, and they're to two of the top teams in the state, in Nemaw Central and Royal Valley. Hey, how about Royal Valley getting the big news right before the holiday break that Joshua Wasik now back into the lineup, the transfer. He transferred out to a prep school, came back, and now he is into the fold for Royal Valley, so that makes them even stronger from the offensive standpoint. At the end of that, out of the timeout, 61-60. Hiawatha leads with the basketball at 3:30 to go. Now a ball put free. It's stolen away. Dolman to the right lane. Goes in. He gets fouled, and he doesn't get a shot off. So Perry is going to have it at the baseline. But Hiawatha turns it over for just the 6th time tonight, but at a crucial time. As that foul's on Barnhill, which is his 3rd, but Perry will have it from the baseline. Dolman to trigger it in. Kicks it out of the right wing to Cooksey, who's been lights out from the 3-point line tonight. Bryan Rush, left of the head of the circle, gives it left side to Gorski, a wide open 3. Nearly banked it in, but he left it short. The rebound will go to Bryan. Quickly up ahead to Gilbert. He'll cross over, get in the lane, flick of a shot, missed it, and the rebound to Rush. 3:10 to go, 61-60 Hiawatha. Aiden Dolman on the left wing. Dribbles on the left hand, now reverses, dribble to the top of the key, and hands it off to Gorski. Inside the ball, and he gets held and fouled. That's going to be number 4 on Brant Barnhill. And that will also be team foul number 5. So both teams with 5 team fouls, under 3 minutes to go now in a 1-point game. Dolman in the corner, he'll try a 3 and get it. That's going to give Perry LeCompton the lead. 18 points for Caden Dolman, his 1st point of the second half. 63-61, Perry LeCompton, 2:40 to go. Carson Gilbert in the right corner. Step back. He'll try a contested three. That's way too strong. And the rebound is Dolman. Here comes Perry. Dolman across the timeline. He'll back it back out. Wants to run the offense. Crosses over. He lost the basketball. Got it back, and then he travels. And are they going to get a timeout? Ooh, that was a great timeout by Coach Matt Simmons, because that was going to be a turnover for Perry. And it is going to be a full timeout. Let's go ahead and take this quick one. 2:22 to go. 63-61. Perry LeCompton now leads here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
103.9 FM KNZA.
What a win this would be for Perry LeCompton if they're able to find a way to grind this one out. Currently with a 2-point advantage and 2:22 to go in the game. 63-61 is the lead. The Cavs have trailed by as many as 15 tonight. They've trailed by double digits in the second half, and right now they lead by two. Calls with the basketball. Dolman out on top. Tight defense. Hand it off to Rush. Now ball. Crosses over. Feeds it inside to Gorski. He'll spin. Shoot. Miss it. Got it back and flips it up and in. 8 for Kale Gorski. 65-61. Now Caldy right of the wing. He'll cross over. Get in the middle of the lane. Flick it into the corner. And they'll get a bump foul called on Dolman. He was right in the hip of Al Caldy as he drove to the middle of the lane. That'll be team foul number 6. Ohio Wofford will be in the bonus the rest of the game. 1:56 to go. The lead is 4 for Perry. Now Caldy will trigger it in for Hiawatha from the baseline. Barnhill in the right corner. Starts a left-handed dribble. Now backs it out. Puts it up on top. Looks like Perry is into his zone as well. Barnhill inside to Bryan, but the ball poked out of bounds by Gorski. Here's Al Caldy again to trigger it in, this time from the right side of the baseline. Still looking. Gets it into the corner to Rocky. Now back out on top to Bryan. Bryan has been quiet tonight. Just 9 points, which all those have come here in the second half. Barnhill nearly lost it. Got it back. Gets it to Gilbert in the left corner. Gilbert had 19 in the first half. He's only got 4 since then. Al Caldy gets fouled again. And this time he'll go to the free throw line for a 1-1. It's going to be on Dolman once again, his second. Al Caldy to the free throw line for the second time tonight. He's 1 of 2. And on the year, 62%. Right-hand shooter, and he got it. 14 for Al Caldy. One more free throw coming with 1:23 on the clock. This would pull Hiawatha back to within 2. He got it. 15 for Al Caldy. 65-63 Perry. 1:20 to go. Dolman in the front court for Perry. Gives it left side of the floor to Cooksey. He'll cross over, get in the middle of the lane. Now spin and nearly traveled. Probably got away with one, and now he just throws it away. He got a little out of control, and so Hiawatha is going to have it back as Perry turns it over for the 8th time. The first turnover there in the 4th quarter. Hiawatha now looking to take advantage. 65-63 is the Perry lead with 1 minute remaining. Al Caldy in the left corner gets a screen from Bryan. Al Caldy, nice feed inside, but the ball is going to be tipped out of bounds. Left off the foot of Gunner Ball. Good recovery by Dolman to try to save it. But Hiawatha will have it from the baseline with 55 ticks remaining. Caldy again, the trigger man for Hiawatha. Gets it into the left corner to Barnhill. He'll spot up, shoot a three, and air ball it long. Rebound to Rush. Perry with it. Hiawatha doesn't have to foul right away. They can try to play good defense and get a steal. Gottstein out near the timeline. Guarded tightly by Joel Bryan. He can't foul. He's got four of them. Josh Cooksey into the right corner now to Rush. Might be the guy you foul if you're Hiawatha. And now they get in the hands of Gorski, and it's tapped out of bounds by Bryan. And I think Coach Gary Smith wants a timeout. They're not granting it to him. He is asking for a timeout. Finally, the baseline referee on the far end sees that Coach Smith is calling for a timeout and just gets it to him in time. This will be a full timeout. We'll take the break. 29.6 to go. Stay tuned with us. Good finish coming your way on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices. That's what you will find when you open the door at Foster Ford and Holton. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Holton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
It'll be a Perry LeGompton ball out of the timeout. 29.6 remaining on the clock. Hiawatha still doesn't need a foul right away. They can try to trap and get a steal. Still plenty of time, only down by two. And they can afford to be very aggressive. They do have one foul to work with. So Cooksey will look to trigger it in. Still looking. Gets it in to Dolman in the corner. Now they'll get it off to Cooksey and get an immediate foul by Gilbert. But that is just going to be the 16th foul. So Perry again will have it from the sideline. Second on Gilbert. O'Brien again with four fouls. He cannot foul. Brant Barnhill with four fouls. He cannot foul. Perry gets it in the backcourt to Dolman. They'll get a across the timeline. Now he dribbles around. Still with the basketball. Finally gets it in the corner to Cooksey. And that's where Hiawatha will give the foul. Rocky will pick up just his first. And it's going to send Cooksey to the free throw line for a 1-1. Cooksey 1-1 from the free throw line tonight. On the year, only 58%. He makes the free throw. So Cooksey earns the bonus, gives him 20 tonight, which is well above his season average. He only averages 7.5 points a game. And he makes both. So he's got 21. 67-63. Perry LeCompton leads. Hiawatha the other way. They got to score quickly. And now it's a steal. Cooksey steals it on the sideline, and they're going to reach in foul on Ashton Rocky. And Cooksey's going to go back to the free throw line for another 1-1 with 12 seconds remaining. They're going to send the freshman, Dage Kappelman, back in for Hiawatha to replace Barnhill. So another 1-1 for Cooksey. This free throw is good again. So he is 4-for-4 from the free throw line. And we'll shoot one more with 12 seconds remaining. And he missed, left it short. Bryan with a rebound. Here comes Bryan the other way for Hiawatha. Bryan stops. He got foul on the three. They didn't call it. Wow, Bryan cannot believe it. Perry will hold on to it, and they'll just dribble it out. Final score tonight, Perry LeCompton comes into the roundhouse, and Hiawatha picks up the victory, 68-63 the final. Perry LeCompton wins it. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ryan Limcool, owner broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank. It is always good to beware of fraud and identity thieves. If someone calls you and asks for personal information, like account numbers or social security numbers, that is most likely a scam. Never give out your personal information to anyone that calls. If you have received a call from someone and have given out your personal information, please call us as soon as possible. Don't become a victim. Keep your personal information safe. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, what a way to end the night. A thriller. Perry LeCompton trailed by double digits a majority of the game several different times, but battled back each time. And the Cause get a road win inside of the Roundhouse in Hiawatha, 68-63. The final score here tonight, Perry LeCompton improves to 5-3 overall, 3-2 in the Big 7 League, while Hiawatha drops to 4-3 and 2-3 in Big 7 League play. Looking back at this game, I mean, Hiawatha led 24-13 after one, led by as many as 15 in the second quarter. Perry LeCompton went on a big 11-0 run to get back in. It eventually tied the game at 34. Hiawatha led 36-34 at the half. And then Hiawatha extended that lead again. They went up by 8 going into the fourth quarter. And again, at one point, got the lead back up to 11. But Perry LeCompton continued to battle back. And the Cause took a 63-61 lead on a three-pointer by Caden Dolman. And then from there went on to win it 68-63, the final. Post-game show is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Be Outdoors Real Estate, our post-game sponsor here on KNZA. Looking at the final numbers, we'll start with Perry LeCompton. They're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. The Cause had 8 turnovers in this game, only 4 total in the second half. They had 5 threes, 4 of them came in the second half, 7 of 10 shooting from the free throw line, 22 big points from Seth Cooksey, 18 from Caden Dolman, 14 for Gunnar Ball, 8 for Kale Gorski, and then 2 apiece for Reiki Tooley, Evan Gottstein, and Ryken Rush. Hiawatha, meanwhile, they had 6 turnovers. They hit 9 three-pointers tonight, 6 of 9 shooting from the free throw line, but just went cold. That was just the problem. Hiawatha went through a stretch where they couldn't buy a three-point basket, and that ends up being the difference tonight. Kirsten Gilbert, another big night, 23 points for the senior. He leads the way for the Red Hawks. Mario Alcaldi added 15, 11 for Ashton Rocky, 9 for Joel Bryan, and 5 for Brant Barnhill. So, again, Hiawatha drops to 4-3 overall and 2-3 in Big 7 league play. Perry LeCompton is 5-3 and 3-2 in Big 7 action. One more thing to do, that's to pick our player of the game. It is brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Oh, this is a tough one because K Caden Dolman was really the reason that Perry LaCoste kept the game close in the first half, as he had 15 points in that first two quarters. But I think I got to go with Seth Cooksey. Guy only averages 7 points a game, and he explodes for 22 tonight, including some big, big, big buckets in the fourth quarter. He finishes with, 13 points in the fourth quarter alone. He ends up sealing the deal for Perry LaCoste tonight. So I'm going to go with senior Seth Cooksey. He is going to be our player of the game. Earlier tonight, the Hiawatha girls, they improved to 7-0 on the year with a 64-36 victory. And so the Hiawatha girls are 5-0 in Big 7 league play and remain perfect here on at this campaign. But Perry LaCoste is able to earn that split, 68-63 the final in our boys game. Don't forget, coming up, we'll have the Community National Bank High School School Board Show. And Seth will have scores, recaps, and everything to get you caught up on this first Friday of the 2022 portion of this basketball season. So stay tuned for that. That's going to wrap things up here from the Roundhouse in Hiawatha. What a great night of basketball it was. So for our man Seth, taking care of us back in the studio, Seth, thank you as always. I'm Johnny Kane. Stay tuned with us. Community National Bank High School School Board Show coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.
When kids need medical care, they will...